The next question we're going to do together is going to be Ernestine Alexander, E-A-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E Alexander. Miss Alexander is a 95-year-old woman, currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. Unspecified. Alzheimer's disease unspecified, period. Patient is bedbound. Patient eats very little at this time, has chronic aspiration, suffers from protein calorie malnutrition, sundowner syndrome, and decreased weight. She's now eating only 20% of her food, period. Patient is totally ADL dependent, wears a diaper, and is bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Patient has a stage 2 decubitus ulcer around her sacrum. Patient is too weak to speak now. Most of the time she's incoherent, not oriented to person, place, or time. She has a pure wick in place to assist with bladder incontinence. No longer able to sit up. For Ms. Collins, the caregiver. Patient's sacral decubitus ulcer is not going to heal because of malnutrition and especially protein calorie deficiency. Her FAST is 7D as in David. Her LMAC is now 20 from 23.5, PPS 40%. PPS is now down to 30%. She's sleeping more and more, 12 to 16 hours a day now. She has issues with hallucination related to sundowner syndrome. Given natural progression of her disease and especially the recent changes, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Patient remains also high risk of aspiration, at high risk for aspiration pneumonia and urinary tract infection, which is normally the end stage and the most likely cause of death in patients with Alzheimer's disease unspecified. Thank you.